Okay, because there should be one. In my King James, it said, and let God be magnified. And let God, there you go, there you go. That was verse 4. My bad. My bad. Let all those, see, man, I'll tell you what. Y'all pray that I find my Bible. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, what? Let God be magnified. What does that mean? What does it mean to magnify something? Make it bigger.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will conclude Praise as a Weapon from our series, Weapons of Our Warfare. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of Praise as a Weapon.
Be in a bad situation and just start praising Him and watch what happens. Now, if God, my Lord, if He can break physical chains where they just fall apart and fall off of people, how much more can He break any spiritual chain that's on your life? And the reason that many of us stay shackled, the reason that many of us stay chained is because we don't know how to use praise as a weapon. I'm going to tell you one thing. When you know how to use praise as a weapon, your situation might not change right then. But I guarantee you this, that you're going to have a different perspective on things. That if you know how to praise God in the midst of what you're going through, that you will have a different perspective. And I tell you what, it's not going to be long after that that some chains might start falling off of your life. Now, we want certain chains to fall off. But God might begin to work some other. He might say, you know, you want to. I remember when I graduated from college, and I had all this debt from, you know, going to school. Now, I had scholarships, but, you know, I had to take, you know how it is. Sometimes you want a little something extra. So, you know, I took out some student loans and stuff like that. And so when I graduated, I had all this debt. And I remember just thinking, man, Lord, you can just wipe this out. You can just take all this student debt away. And you know what He did? He left it there. But in the midst of it, I learned how to praise Him. In the midst of it, I learned how to thank Him. In the midst of it, I had the praise of God in my lips and a two-edged sword in my hand. Because what? I knew I had to go work. I knew I had to go do something. And as time went on and I was faithful in paying it off, then God just began to bless in miraculous ways. And I was able to pay it off. And I could have complained through that whole situation. But I just said, Lord, this is what You wanted. You wanted me to go to school. And so, Lord, these are Your debts. You're going to work them out. You're going to pay them off. And God will break any shackles, any chains. But he's gonna work on your attitude first. Sometimes you got to have the right attitude. If you got the wrong attitude, why in the world would God break chains off of your life when you got a bad attitude? That would make no sense at all. Oh, I'm just so glad that you have a terrible attitude. You're complaining, you're moaning, you're groaning through this whole situation. I think I'll just go ahead and bless you and just pay off all your bills. Come on, man. Be real. God wants you to praise Him regardless. You know, I was on a TV program this past week, and we were talking about joy, and that, you know, our joy, and somebody made the comment that our joy is rooted in God, and, you know, it's not rooted in happenings, and that's why, you know, we don't use the word happy, because if we use the word happy, that happiness is rooted in happenings. And I said, well, you know, I said, I really hate to disagree with you, Because if you look at the Beatitudes, what did Jesus say? Jesus said, happy. He used the word makarios. How many times in there? 6 or 7 times. He said, happy. Happy are the pure in spirit. Happy are the peacemakers. Happy are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. Jesus said, happy. But if you look at the happiness that he was talking about, it was all rooted in obedience. That this happiness is not rooted in anything as far as us living the life that we want to live. And now all of a sudden, we're asking God for stuff. We're asking God to bless us. This happiness is rooted in blessed are the pure in heart. You got to be pure in heart. You got to obey. Blessed are the peacemakers. You got to be in obedience. And when you receive the obedience, that's when you get the blessing. And it's the same thing with praise. That you're not going to find your deliverance. You're not going to find your way out. Somebody hear me this morning. You know, you're not going to find your way out if you don't have a heart filled with praise. Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Good times, bad times, I'm going to praise him. Praise is the antidote for despair, discouragement, and depression. Look at Psalm 43 and verse 5. Psalm 43 and verse 5. Praise is the antidote for discouragement, despair, and depression. The psalmist said here. Now, how many people know that discouragement is the enemy? How many people know that despair is the enemy? How many people know that depression is the enemy? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why am I discouraged? Satan, as I said earlier, don't forget this. He wants to take your praise. He wants to steal your praise. And so what's he going to do? He's going to let something come into your life to cause you to be discouraged. I was sharing with people in Bible study a couple weeks ago. I was driving through a particular community. It'll go unnamed, but it's on the other side of Homewood, and I come through it every day when I get off the parkway. And I hit a pothole. And my car just started making all kind of noises. Now, I'll have my phone on. That's another story for another time. But my car was messing up. Every reason in the world, man, to be discouraged. Every reason to be downcast. And then when I took it to get it fixed, and he told me it was going to be almost $1,000. Oh, man, you talking about somebody that was ready for discouragement. But you know what? I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And pass the ammunition. What am I going to do? Go get it fixed. Can't be walking around with a long jaw, trying to be use my lip for a vacuum cleaner. Praise the Lord. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? What is it that will come into your life to discourage you? What is it that comes in? You know, it might be family, it might be co-workers, it might be neighbors, it might be circumstances, but what comes into your life that will take away your joy right like that? What comes into your life that will all of a sudden bring a cloud of discouragement over you? And it happens to every last one of us. Might be a phone call, might be an email, and you find that all of a sudden whatever little joy that you had, zap, is gone. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet, what? Praise him. I shall, what? Praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Did the psalmist wait till he got out to praise God? No. He praised him right in the midst of it. And you know, there was a song I remember back in the 80s. And some of y'all might remember this song. Nothing improves my day like praising the Lord. Nothing improves my day like praising the Lord. That when the weather's bad outside, that I can have a different outlook on the inside. Nothing improves my day like praising him. I'm going to tell you what. You can't go to any psychologist. You can't go to any psychologist. You can't take any medication. Now, take your medication. I'm not telling you. I always have to say that because people accuse preachers all the time of telling people to stop taking their medicine. No, I'm not saying that. But that psychiatrist, psychologist, that medication, it's not going to lift your spirits like praising God. It's not going to lift your spirits like praising God. As a matter of fact, the medication might take you down a little bit further. You might walk away from the doctor's office, and he can't wave a magic wand over you to help you get better right away. Because why? He's going to tell you to do something, or he's going to talk to you, and then you got to go out and begin to do what he says in order for you to feel better. What can lift your spirit quicker than quick? What can lift you up when you are in the midst of despair? Now, I'm not saying your problem's going to go away. I'm not going to say your issue's going to be solved. But if you start praising God, if it's just for a moment, if it's just for a moment, that your spirit is going to be lifted. That if you are connecting with God with your heart and you are praising him in your heart with your lips, for that moment, he's going to lift you up. Nothing can do you like praise. This is a powerful weapon that God has given us. Praise is telling the enemy who God is and what he can do. Praise is telling, see, a lot of times, I'm going to get in trouble now. I'm getting ready to get in trouble. Might need some bodyguards out here. We want to tell God about our enemy. And there's nothing wrong with that. We need to do that. We need to pray and tell God about our enemy. But how many times do we talk to our enemy about our God? How many times do you speak to your situation? And it's nothing wrong with you to do this. There's nothing wrong for you to look at your situation, whatever it is, and speak to your situation and tell your situation about your God. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to help you out and help you to feel better and let you gain some strength and some confidence. Psalm 18. I will love thee, O Lord. Look at this. Look at this. My strength, my rock, the one who strengthens me, the one who I can stand on and he won't move, my fortress, the God who protects me from all evil. What is the psalmist doing? He's bragging on his God. Oh, he's bragging on his God. My deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, my high tower. Yeah, he's bragging on his God. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. You need to learn how to tell your situation about your God. It's easy for us to go and keep telling God about, oh, God, man, I can't believe, man, all these people on my job, they just seem to be against me. I wonder if God sometimes, I know God, he loves to hear our prayers. I know that. But I wonder if sometimes God don't say, look, man, why don't you go tell your situation about me? Why don't you just go tell them who I am? That's a weapon. If I'm getting attacked from somebody, you know, now it may come down to, I kind of am a little hesitant about telling people to do this to a person because then the other person might, well, who do you think you are? You know, but in my mind, I'm telling you about my God. See, there might be a whole lot of things I can't say to you because you're going to go off. I'm pointing over here too, right? I don't want to get one-sided, you know. Let me just point. There might be a whole lot of things that I can't say to you. It's just like I told y'all, man. You know, My dad, he used to make me mad all the time. And I respected my dad. Man, I respected my dad in the highest. But there's a lot of times I cussed him out. He never heard me. Now, if all of us, let's be honest now. Let's be honest. Now, everything your parents told you right now, you might not cuss them out, but you were thinking in your mind, man, come on, Mom, come on, Dad, I can't believe you asking me to do this. Come on. So we, you know, you might not have been as worldly as Pastor Glaze, right? So, you know, if you're dealing with somebody in your mind, man, let me tell you about my God. You know, you coming against me with all these accusations. You're coming against me with all this criticism. You're coming against me with all this. Let me tell you about my God. My God is going to protect me. My God is my deliverer. My God is my strength. My God is my refuge. And that's a weapon. That's a weapon that we are using to fight against the people who come against us. Praise as a weapon. And then finally, praise makes God big and our enemy small. Praise makes God big and our enemy small. That whenever I praise God, I'm shrinking the size of my enemy and my life. And I'm increasing who God is. Psalm 70, if you'll turn there. Psalm 70. And it says, let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after my soul. Let them be turned backward and put to confusion, that desire may hurt. Let them be turned back for reward of their shame. They that say, aha, aha, they say what? We got him. We got him now. Is that verse, is there another verse after that? Okay, because there should be one. In my King James, it said, and let God be magnified. And let God, there you go, there you go. That was verse 4. My bad. My bad. Let all those, see, man, I'll tell you what. Y'all pray that I find my Bible. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, what? Let God be magnified. What does that mean? What does it mean to magnify something? Make it bigger. That when my God is magnified, and what does praise do? When I praise God, I magnify him. I make him big. And when I make God big, I make what? Woo. When I make God big, I make my problem small. Let God be magnified. Let me close with this. Psalm 150. Psalm 150. How do you use praise as a weapon? How do you use praise as a weapon? Where to use it? Verse 1, Psalm 150. Psalm 150, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Where can be praise used as a weapon? Anywhere our enemies are. Now, even in the sanctuary? There was a lady, she came to church one time, not here at Bethany, she's somewhere else. She came to church, and she was praising God. She was praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And the ushers came over and said, you need to settle down. And Spirit got it. She said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And they said, you need to settle down. And they said, if we have to come and tell you one more time, we're going to take you out. And so she was praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They said, okay, come on, you got to go. She said, well, I got religion. They said, you didn't get it here. Come on, listen, you got to go. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him under the firmament. Where's the firmament? Under the sky. Anywhere under the sky where your enemies are. Praise God. The second thing we see, how do you use this weapon? Verse 2, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. His mighty acts are his powers. His excellent greatness is his unlimited greatness. That you praise him that you think about, check this out. Somebody hear me on, don't miss this. Don't miss this. Don't miss this. Moses came to the Red Sea and the sea parted. They crossed over. The sea, the Egyptians started to cross. The water closed and drowned the Egyptians, and the Israelites came across. The next time, they're getting in the wilderness and they don't have any food, and they all start complaining. What should they have done? They should have used praise as a weapon. They should have looked back at what? His mighty acts, and said, God, you parted the waters. Lord, if you can part the waters, I know that you can feed us out here. If you can hold back the waters and drown the Egyptian army, then surely you can feed us whatever we're going through, whatever problem we're dealing with. Lord, you can do it for your mighty acts. Praise him for his mighty acts. Did he make a way out of no way for you? Praise him for his mighty acts. Did he show you something that you never could have seen any other way? Praise him for his mighty acts. Just stop for a moment and think about something that you knew that God did it. And if God didn't do it, it wasn't going to get done. Just think. Just think. I can think back to a time when I was in seminary. You heard the story before. They were getting ready to cut off my electricity. We needed $140. And me and my wife went to prayer. At the time, all we had was Nicole. She was the only one that was with us. We told Nicole, you got to pray, because if we don't, they're going to turn off our electricity, and it's going to get cold in here, and we're not going to be able to eat warm food. And I said, I believe what got her praying was, you're not going to be able to watch cartoons. And we went to prayer, and I swear it was less than 2 hours later, somebody knocked at the door that was just as in bad a situation that I was and handed me an envelope with seven $20 bills in it, $140. Praise him for his mighty acts. So the next time I come up against a situation and I realize that it's a difficult situation, then I can reach back into the storehouse of blessings that God has given me, and I can say, God provided $140 when they were getting ready to turn my electricity off. Whatever it is that I'm dealing with now, I know that God can bring me through. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. That's how you use praise as a weapon. And then let me close with this. Verses 3 through 6. 3 through 6. Psalm 150, verses 3 through 6. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Now, notice, he hits just about every instrument that he can think of. Why? Because that was what they used to praise God. So Pastor Glaze has written another psalm, and he says, this is what I put in my psalm, all right? Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Praise him on your iPhone. Praise him with your iPad. Praise him with your stereo. Praise him with the karaoke machine. Praise him with any electronic instrument that you got. Everything that you have, let it praise the Lord. When I go to work out, I got praise music on my iPad. When I go sit at home and I sit and listen to my TV, I can turn to a station where they're praising God. You can use these instruments as weapons to help you to praise God. So often the devil uses these things for evil. The devil uses them to cause people to go down. But God's people should be using these things as weapons to praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of The Armor of God as a Weapon from our series, Weapons of Our Warfare. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's teaching, The Name of Jesus as a Weapon, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request The Name of Jesus as a Weapon. That's anchoredinjesus.org and request The Name of Jesus as a Weapon. Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can request the entire series, Weapons of Our Warfare. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.